A new report finds older Michiganders and people with disabilities face some of the greatest barriers to housing, and that systemic racism has led to higher rates of disability among people of color. Renter households at or below 30% of the median income in Michigan are 77% more likely to include older adults or adults with disabilities. Report author Julie Cassidy with the Michigan League for Public Policy says the pandemic worsened a shortage of affordable housing that already had reached a crisis point in many communities. And people with disabilities and older Americans often are disproportionately impacted.
Skyrocketing home prices and rents over the last decade or so really affect them the most. And people with disabilities have faced compounding discrimination throughout their lives, and that limits their earnings as adults.
The report notes nearly one in three Michiganders has a disability, and Michigan is one of the fastest aging states in the nation. Cassidy says it's important to use funds from the American Rescue Plan to both promote aging in place and improve quality of life for those in congregate nursing home settings. Cassidy adds that disability rates increase with age, and systemic racism has created disparities as well. She notes Black, Brown, and Indigenous people face higher exposure to pollution, substandard housing conditions, and experience of toxic stress.
Many of these things are a result of residential segregation and other discriminatory housing policies that have been occurring in our country for decades, and those disparities widen as people grow older. In this way, ableism and ageism tend to have a disproportionate impact on people of color.
With the American Rescue Plan funds, the report suggests investing in home repairs and modifications for safety and accessibility, expanding access to home and community-based care, and investing in the care workforce. It also recommends reducing nursing home crowding by developing smaller homes for 10 or 12 people and converting multi-person rooms to singles to reduce the spread of contagious illness. Cassidy adds it's also important for accessible housing to be well integrated into the community. She says currently when developers are seeking subsidies from the state, accessibility standards vary based on size of the building, so there are often not enough units, and they are often segregated in certain buildings or neighborhoods. She hopes to see these standards applied to all buildings.
This will give people more options throughout the community and give them options in neighborhoods where they have better access to jobs, education, healthcare, transportation, recreation, you know, all of those things that we all need to live a full and healthy life.
I'm Lee Bolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.